Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Monday. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you on WILS. Tonight, the state now announcing it's scrapping this effort to grade schools through an A through F system. We'll find out why. Also, gun sales in the U.S. dropping since the election, except for African Americans, a big increase in gun sales among African Americans. We'll hear from the president of the National African American Gun Association. But let's talk about what's happening in Lansing today. The demolition of the Scott House in downtown Lansing beginning. Something my next guest opposed all along. Dale Schrader is with us, vice president of Preservation Lansing. Dale, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, now what's the significance of the Scott House? What's the history there?
The Scott House was built by a gentleman, Orion Jennison, built that. It's over 100 years old, and it was originally located on Townsend Street, and it was moved to that location when the actual Scott House, was torn down in the 60s. It was moved in the late 70s as part of a trade, land donation by Richard Scott, and GM was involved, and that all took place in 1977.
And was there a plan to move the building instead of demolish it?
Yeah, there was a plan back in about a year ago. It was announced by the mayor, win-win situation. Habitat for Humanity was supposed to take the house and move it. Apparently that just proved too costly, I guess.
Yeah.
And so the plan continued to the city and BWR were supposed to salvage items from inside the house.
Is this a big loss historically for Lansing?
Yes, it is, because along with the garden there, you know, that's the kind of spots that, you know, thousands of people love that spot. And it's the kind of place that livable cities preserve. It was a park, and there were tree and plant specimens brought in from all over the world by a historic figure in Lansing, Richard Scott.
Uh-huh.
And now there's going to be an industrial substation there. And
you were fighting that. You fought that effort all along. How do you feel the city council handled that substation issue?
I don't think BWL really gave it a chance to, and the mayor really gave it a chance all along. They really wanted to put it there, and they did. That's basically about all there was to it. The parks board, the planning board, everybody was just rubber stamping the whole thing all the way along. They did give it a good look, it seemed like, at the end and with city council. But there were really too many unanswered questions, and we really believe they could have put it somewhere else. They just didn't want to.
Okay, and what? Who do you blame most then for this happening?
Well, I was told that the mayor brought that location to Board of Water and Light. So he didn't like that park. He really thought that it was unkept and it was underutilized and words like that and so forth. So. He was kind of killing two birds with one stone by taking out that park and achieving putting in a substation. It was needed. I mean, there's no question that it is needed. But it just, did it have to go there? I don't know that we'll ever know, really.
So do you think the mayor is somewhat right, though, in saying that it was underutilized?
Well, yes, it was. But, again, that's the kind of things that a livable city preserves. And it could have been a very, very nice spot with a house. You know, let's look at like a English Inn on the river right there overlooking on that high bank of the Grand River. I mean, these are the kind of things that you could preserve. Now there's going to be a substation there. So I guess I would ask how many couples and how many people are going to go have weddings there and how many senior pictures are going to be taken at the garden now that it's located underneath the walls of an industrial 50-foot-tall substation.
Yeah. Does Lansing generally, do you feel it protects its historical locations?
In general, I think Lansing really hasn't done a very good job. You know, we're looking at trying to get some new leadership, and I'm very encouraged by some of the people that are running these days, Andy Shore, Jim McClurkin in particular. Yeah. Placemakers, looking at walkable cities, looking at neighborhoods, improvement, and things like that.
Well, you think we'll see a different approach than what we've seen under Mayor Bernero?
I do. I absolutely do think there'll be a different approach. We're going to hopefully. I mean, I hope so. That's what they're saying they're going to do. You know, so you can only hope. So we're looking at what the new leadership that's probably the one positive thing that came out of this in my eyes is that some new leaders have stepped forward.
Yeah. But what do you do when you're the mayor, as Mayor Bernero is facing the decision, you have BWL saying, look, this is the ideal spot for the substation. How should he have balanced that?
I think they needed to look at other spots, and we brought them a couple spots. They looked at Eckert, and they never really shared with us why they couldn't put it at Eckert other than that it was in a floodplain, and now they're talking about a development going in down at Eckert. Mm-hmm. And it makes you wonder if it wasn't a development all along that is the reason they didn't want this eyesore put down there at Eckert. The Rio town has an industrial site, REO site down south of the Board of Water and Lights building, and would have been perfect for this, but we never really figured out and never really found out that they just throw these things up there. If you don't put it right here, it's going to be 7 years of $200 million or whatever they said. Mm-hmm. And it never was really proven. What do you say when the mayor, what do you do if you're the mayor and you say that? I think, you know, you can at least try to prove your case a little better than they did.
Do you feel the city council could have stood up against this more aggressively?
They could have. Yeah, there were three or four or five of them that just caved in right away. I mean, it's just the rubber stamp, boom. And that's how it was done. But there were three or four that really, I think, looked at it thoughtfully. And in the end, the pressure, I mean, we had... I had the lug nuts people walking up, parading up people in front of City Council. I'm like, why do the lug nuts, why are they against the garden? And you know, and then I met my wife and I were at a lug nuts game, and there's a big BWL sign in the outfield, you know. And so you just wonder why these things have to happen, and then there's a reason. So
Dale Schrader with Preservation Lansing here on WILS. So the house is being demolished. The Scott House, the demolition started today. Is there? Do you know what's going to happen with the material from the house itself, inside and outside?
Well, what I've been told is that six doors and a staircase are being salvaged. You know, there's wood floors, there's hardwood floors, oak, porcelain sinks, tubs, tiles, unpainted wood trim, a lot of other items that could have been salvaged in our eyes that basically all that was salvaged of the entire house, and it's a large house, were six doors and a staircase.
So it was
we're disappointed in that as well.
Did your group try to intervene somehow or try to find a place for all this material?
We did, and I went to a Parks Board meeting and brought it up that really they should salvage more, and ended up in the end nothing came of it.
Yeah, do you know where whatever's being salvaged, do you know where it's going?
Habitat for Humanity is going to take the six doors and the staircase, yes.
Okay. Any other historical landmarks that are currently you view as in danger right now, or?
Yeah. Also, the Women's Hall of Fame is actually moving out of the house right across from the substation. It's kind of the last mansion standing over there, and that's in danger now. It's starting to need paint and things like that. So that may be next. I mean, really, there's going to be a vacant house right next to the substation. Mm-hmm. And that is a mansion. That's a really cool house.
Is that considered a historical landmark then? Is it designated that way?
It is not. It is not designated as a historical landmark. So, that's something that Preservation Lansing can work on and try to work with the new administrations that are coming in and try to preserve some of these things. Another thing we're working on, I don't know if you heard about that church downtown that the wall fell. And we'll try to get involved in that to help them raise some money to save that. It's a historic building, downtown Lansing. Things like that we're getting involved in.
Dale Schrader, Vice President of Preservation Lansing, right here on WILS. Dale, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, yep. Michael. We'll see you.